Sanji.
Good morning, the Exotic Expat. This is Emily. Good, how are you? Yep. We do, yes. Okay. Yeah. Is there any sugar-free additives or anything like that in the pancake? Because that it can be quite toxic to birds. Yeah, I'm not too familiar with those ones, sorry. But if is it, it comes with a packet? Okay, yeah. Okay. Got him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I wouldn't be able to help you out today because I am fully booked and I'm down a vet. So tomorrow morning would be my next available unless you called around and see if there was somewhere else they could get you in sooner. Keeping her, yeah, nice and quiet, just offering her plain foods in case it was the pancake or something like that that has upset her stomach. She would be drinking a lot more water to try and sort of make herself sick and keep sort of flushing that out of her system. But yeah, my main concern would be if there was some additive or something in the pancake mix that has yeah reacted poorly with her, because they are just so sensitive to yeah like certain chemicals and things like that. So it just depends on what is in that pancake mix. But if it was only a very small amount, I don't believe that that would be causing a toxicity. But it is hard to say all this without actually examining her. I just yeah tomorrow morning is my next available. Yep. Yeah. If she's on a pellet, just make sure she's got her pellets available. Just keep the fruit and veggies to a very minimum, just while she's not feeling that well. But in saying that, we don't want her to be starving herself either, so. Yep. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Look, if she becomes really lethargic, if she's not eating at all, then she definitely needs to be seen to ASAP. I wouldn't be able to help you out with that today. You would have to call around. No. There is an unusual pet vets at Chermside. There's also VetMD at Moranbah Downs. They've got a couple of exotic vets there now too, so they might be able to help you out. But yeah, they would be the two for emergencies after hours. The Brisbane Veterinary and Critical Care Centre at Albany Creek. They do see avian patients. I can't send them because I don't have any form of like texting, but I can just give you the numbers over the phone. Yeah, it's okay. So it's Unusual Pet Vets at Chermside, and their number is 3359 2233. Vet MD at Moranbah Downs. They're 3482 4508. Oh no, 4508. Yeah, and then the Brisbane Veterinary Emergency and Critical Care, they're just an emergency centre, so you don't need to call prior to, but I'll give you their phone number if you need it. So they're 3264. 9400. Yeah, but no, that's all good. And yeah, if just monitor her, and if you have any concerns, like I said, I know that you're working overnights, but I do have that appointment tomorrow morning. Otherwise, yeah, Thursday and Friday will be my next. At 9:30. Yeah. I can hold it for you, and then if you don't think you need it, you just give us a ring and we can cancel it, but at least that way you've got something if you like. No, but you've got your camera as well to be able to watch her, and you aren't far away, so if you do have any can you know like at least you are have some form of monitoring her. Now, have we seen you before? All right, let me just have a look. What's your daughter's surname? Ah, yes. So I've got. That's right. Yeah, at Rothwell. Yeah. Would you like me to create a different file or just put it under Clarissa's? Yeah, of course. That's all good. So what was yours? Melissa, was it? And your surname? And your email address? Yep. 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 Perfect. And your best contact number, please. Yep. Yep. Perfect. And your home address? It is, yeah. Now, what's her name? And what is, how old is she? Alrighty. Alrighty, so I've got her tentatively booked in for that 9:30 tomorrow morning. And yeah, if you do need to cancel it or anything, if she's doing a bit better, just give us a ring or shoot us an email. Alrighty? No, that's all good. Bye.